just thought that maybe we could have our specials now, if we have some. Anybody have a special? Okay. Do we have more than one?
We had a request, but I don't know if you're going to have time or anything. Are you and I?
I have one.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay. Well, Judy, you want to come up?
Thank you.
She's been taking some courses in Italian, I can see that. On the sly. That was either Italian or Latin. One of the two. Marvin interprets that as, that's a good. Are there any other specials? Anybody that wants to stick their neck out?
Sure. No.
I'll play for you.
Play for you.
Okay. Well, a lot of times at this time of year, you hear a lot of flack about people saying, happy holidays. Have they forgotten what this holiday is all about? It's not like any other holiday. It's Christmas. It's not just happy holidays. But, you know, we go into stores and we get this all the time. You pay for whatever you bought and they say, happy holidays. And you just feel like you'd like to whip them. They either don't know or don't care. And I'd like to sing a song that talks about the real meaning of Christmas. When I was but a youngster, Christmas meant one thing. I gave lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot of difference when mother sat me down. Taught me to spell Christmas this way. Christmas time, and I don't know if the devil's gotten into it or what, but I've tried this like four or five different times, and I've had trouble with it. Bear with me, we are going to get it right, okay? I was a good speller in school, I don't know what happened since then. Thank you. $270.
At this time, if our ushers would come forward, take up the morning offering. Boy, I'm well pleased to see more people in the back. Brother Gordy, if you lead us in prayer, please.
Lord, thank you for this day again to us, and thank you, Lord, for bringing us back into your house. And just have us remember what Christmas is all about, not just toys and all that. Just remember why it's here, and bless us offering, bless who we give, and those who can. In Jesus' name, amen.
About the words of this song, and that's who we're really thinking about.
Authority.
what it's all about.
Amen.
Let's, before the message, let's sing page 253. 253. Does everybody have 253?
Thank you, Brother Ray. Would you like to come forward, Jackie?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Our church would like to just give you and Linda tell us how much we appreciate you guys. You've always been there for us, no matter when, no matter how, whenever we're sick, whatever, you're always there for us. And we really appreciate that.
Thank you, Jackie. Bless you.
And I would like to say that since this church has been here, I have been so blessed that it's been unbelievable. And we really appreciate what you're doing, Mark, the ministry that you're sharing with us. And I know that we're going to find another place to be.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you so much. It's good to have everyone here this morning. I'm love to have Charity here. It's good to see you guys. That's another homecoming welcome to Bethesda. If you haven't been here before, we welcome you. And greetings to each and every one of you. You know, I was preparing the message for today. I was kind of going over different things and asking the Lord, says, Lord, what do you want me to say to your people? And I kept on coming back to this verse. And, you know, just listening to the songs, listening to what people have been saying this morning, I know God has given me this specific verse because it's saying all what you guys have been saying already. God has truly blessed us as a church, has blessed us as individuals, and I wish you all a Merry Christmas this coming season. But our scripture reading is found in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1. Now this, a lot of people will come to Christmas services thinking about the manger, thinking we're going to be talking about shepherds, the stars, and stuff like that. You know, I'm going to touch a little bit on that, but I'm not going to touch hardly any of it. But I'm going to talk about the reason for the seasons, as Chip said this morning. The reason for the season. And John chapter 1, verse 1, starting there through verse 5, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life who was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, Lord, we are so thankful for this time. We're thankful to come together to worship You. And Lord, as we look over Your scripture, God, we pray that You open up our hearts and open up our minds, that You would reveal to us the things that we need to have done. Father, if someone's here that's lost without Your Son, God, we pray that today will be the day of salvation. Lord, if we're here this morning and we're seen somewhat distant from You, God, we pray that today will be a day of drawing near. And Father, if this is a day to being blessed more and continue to be blessed and be lifted up, let today be that day. Father, I pray that You hide me behind the cross and let Your Word go forth. And all these things I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Christmas. Having it right. As all of us has probably started Christmas shopping, probably the day after Christmas, we get those hot deals. Some at after Christmas, we hurry up and do the hustle and bustle and getting things changed and getting the things that we want. Or the things that we just want the money for. but, you know, we all want a perfect, great, fantastic Christmas day. Each and every one of us desires that. It could be a white Christmas, already heard. It's if we just got a little snow Christmas day, it'd be A-okay. Or if we just have a nice, bright, sunny Christmas day. You know, the sunshine, not being this gloomy and blustery and that sort of thing. Or we could have a nice Christmas, have that perfect Christmas tree up in the corner and have the decorations upon it, the perfect decorations. Or we could have the eggnog. You know, the eggnog is just perfect. that we can drink and enjoy. Or we could have the perfect presence that's underneath the tree that we all desire to have. You know, maybe the kids are desiring that certain Xbox. You know, those certain games for those Xboxes. You know, it'd be a perfect way to have a Christmas day. Or it could be a Christmas that everyone be happy and joyous, and there would be no squabbles in the family. There'd be no fighting at the table, no food throwing, no of our children knocking each other down, fighting for the Christmas presents. It would just be a perfect Christmas day. But you know what? It usually doesn't happen that way, does it? Usually, when we get up, Christmas sometimes turns into a mess. Sometimes it turns into the hustle bustle to get into Christmas. How many of you here this morning has fought your way through stores in the last 2 days to get your final Christmas presents? Let's see hands. I think all of us probably have done that. You know, how many of us have spent money more than what we should have spent money? All of us has done it. You know, we sure all of us has broken out the plastic and cash in a little bit. But what is the right Christmas? What is having that perfect Christmas? Well, God wants us to get it right. God wants us to have that perfect Christmas. And that perfect Christmas is remembering what Christmas is all about. Remembering who was in that manger. Remembering who God sent. It wasn't just the baby in the manger. It was Jesus Christ in the flesh. It was God in the flesh. You know, John talks about it in verse 1 and 2. He says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Here, John brings back the real essence of what Christmas is. Christmas isn't about the hustle and bustle. Christmas isn't about giving out presents and hopefully getting a lot more presents back. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. It's not about happy holidays. It's not doing something about getting the family together or eating that perfect meal together. It's having Jesus Christ that day. Having Jesus Christ every day in your life. In John 1:14, he says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Friend, that's the most perfect Christmas gift that each and every one of us has gotten. You know, we set up that little nativity scene in our on top of our TVs or where we place it at, and we look upon that little baby Jesus. We look at him in the manger, and we kind of go over it, but we don't really focus on what that really means. That God came from glory. That God came from the heavens. That God took off His heavenly robes and came down to this earth, and He was born of flesh and blood. He became one of His creatures. But He was a sinless man. When that babe that was in the manger, when Joseph and Mary looked at that baby, they were looking at the face of God. Amen. They were seeing the face of God. God in the flesh. This baby, this Jesus, this God, He was a eternally God. In fact, in verse 1 He says, "In the beginning was the Word." Jesus just didn't happen at that day of birth. Jesus always was. Amen. Before the foundation of the earth was formed, before the heavens were made, Jesus was always there. Amen. You know, when people kind of get an idea that Jesus came into existence when He was born. He was always there. When we looked at that baby in the manger, Jesus was always there. But that was part of His plan. That was part of His plan to bring salvation. That perfect gift that He offers each and every one of us. That perfect gift that He offers that we would receive to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. In fact, in 1 John 4:14 says, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." That's the perfect gift. The Savior of the world. Friend, if you have Jesus Christ in your life, this very instant, this very morning, you have that perfect gift right now. Eternal salvation. That's your perfect gift. Friend, if you don't have that perfect gift, Jesus, God, is offering that to you. He's offering you that Christmas present this morning. He's offering it to you, and you don't have to wait till tomorrow to open it. You can open it right now by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Accepting His Son, His only begotten Son. That's the free gift. That's the babe in the manger. In fact, we look at Jesus and we say, well, he's part of it. He's equal to God because He is God. In fact, equal. Jesus is actually a perfection. He actually, when you see Jesus Christ, you see God. In fact, in John 14:9 says, Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Thou that hast seen me hast seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? In fact, John 10:30 says, I and my Father are one. Jesus is God. How important that we forget about that babe in the manger. How we get caught up in the season. How we get caught up in buying presents. How we get caught up into this world of giving things, the world of spending money, the world of doing everything to make everybody have a happy Christmas. But what is Christmas all about? That's what we always need to remember. What is Christmas all about? It's about Jesus.
Amen.
It's about Jesus. You know, what really irks me a lot, and I see it at work, and it's an opportunity to give a witness to them. When they put up on the board, they write up, I want Xmas off. So what's Xmas? I don't have an Xmas. We have a Christmas. We have a Christ in there. People like to take the Christ out of Christmas. But we always have to remember to bring Christ back. Bring Christ back into Christmas. Don't let the world take Christ out of it. Let it always be in our forefront what Christmas is all about. You know, Jesus proved that He was God on this earth. He proved that when He called the waters to be peace and calm, when He was on the boat with His disciples, and those disciples were screaming and crying, thought they were going to die, and Jesus says, peace be still. Even the waters and the environment got calm. When He told Lazarus to rise and walk, and He did the same exact thing, that Lazarus disrobed. He got the things off and he started hobbling, walking, crawling, whatever, out of the tomb. He raised the dead. How about when Jesus forgave the woman that committed adultery and about ready to lose her life? He says, sin no more. He forgave her. What about Jesus when He died on the cross, when He cried out, it is finished? That's God in the flesh. That's God in the flesh. That's not just a man doing an extension off of God. But it's God in the flesh. He alone is Christmas. He alone is the reason for this season. He alone is why we come together and celebrate Christmas of His birth. But friend, every day should be Christmas for us. Every day we should always think of what Jesus has done for us. Every day we should not forget that Jesus died on the cross for our sins. We should never forget that Jesus shed His blood for you and I, that we may have eternal salvation through Him. We should never forget that. We should never forget that free gift that He has given us. You know, I was thinking back when I was little. I was a good kid when I was little. Good laugh to that. But, you know, I got all these nifty little toys and guns and all this and that. And I played with them, and eventually I lost them, destroyed them. In fact, to this very day, I like to know what happened to my M16 automatic gun that I had. I don't know what happened to it. But all these gifts that I received, physical gifts, monetary gifts, they all go away. They don't last forever. But there's one gift that I received many years ago. I have that gift still with me. That's God's salvation. That's God's grace. And that's the gift that He wants to give each and every one of you this morning. That gift of His salvation. His blood He wants to give to you. His grace He wants to give to you that you may have it eternally. It's not what you're going to get tomorrow in a month or 2 months from now. Forget about it. But it's going to be a gift that's going to last you for all eternity. Isn't that a gift that you want? Isn't that a gift that it doesn't tarnish its luster? It's a gift that will always is brilliant and there and always willing that you can have all the time. God is a gift. Jesus is a gift. He is the power of His creation. He is the maker of His creation. He is the master of our creation. Now, just thinking about it, if we made something in wood shop, now I'm getting a little far-fetched here, but if we were making something in wood shop and we decided, well, I'm a creator of this bowl, I want to help it out, I'm going to come back as a bowl. Will we do it? Not me. But here, God, the creator of man, He created us that He decided to come from the heavens to become one of His creation. In Colossians 1:16-17, He says, "For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." All things that God created was for His enjoyment. Amen. For His pleasure. All things. Friends, we are special to God. Us, mankind, is special to God. We're so special that He came from heaven to the earth and was raised among men, and that He died on the cross that you and I might be saved, that we will be saved, that we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's the God that created us. He is a God. In the last part of the verse, He says that all by all things consist. And that consists is a special word. That's like He's the super glue of the galaxy. He holds things together. Our Creator holds things together to do something that we take for granted for. Do you know it takes the act of God for this earth to be where it's at? That it takes an act of God for this earth to stay on its axis? It takes an act of God for this earth to spin around? And it takes an act of God for planets not to bounce off of us? Because He consists. He's the creator of all things. That if we're off one notch or one little, that this planet would be destroyed. Friend, if you don't have Jesus in your life, you need someone that will be consistent. Someone that's going to hold your life together. One that's going to be there for you. And friend, if you do have Jesus, that He's everything in your life. He's the super glue of your life. He's everything in your life. He is the power in your life. If you have them. So what is the power of Christmas? Is the power of Christmas that big fat man in a red suit? Is the power of Christmas that reindeer that's prancing through the sky at night? Is it the power of Christmas that we sit down and try to force to eat ourselves that fruitcake we swear that we received 2 years before? Is that the power of Christmas? Now, believe me, I never got a fruitcake. I'll eat it. If you give it to me, I'll eat it. But the power of Christmas is that babe in the manger. That's the power of Christmas. In verse 4, He says, "And Him that was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not." Jesus came to bring light into this world. Because this world was dead men walking. He brought light into this world because we needed light. It reminded me of the story of a farmer many years ago that wanted to teach his boy about the ways of life, life and death. His mom told his dad, "I want you to go out and get me a chicken so we can have it for dinner." And when he went out with his son to get that chicken, to kill it, and this is the first time this boy ever saw this happen, they whacked the head off that chicken, and that chicken was flopping around. You know, I don't know how many here have seen that happen, but they're just flopping all over the ground. And that little boy says, "Look, Daddy, they're dead, and they don't even know it, because they're flopping around." That's how we are today. Well, Jesus Christ, we're around here just flopping around, and we're dead, and we don't even know it. By accepting Jesus Christ, you would receive eternal life. Eternal life that he said in John 5:24, he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." We as people, we always think life and death. But friend, we got the reverse. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are dead. But Jesus here is offering you life, from death to life. I'm glad I'm not that flopping chicken anymore. I'm glad that I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and I hope you've done that also. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." Let me ask you this morning, when you were going around doing your Christmas thing and you come across people, did you share what Christmas is all about, that Christ is the reason for the season? Have you come in contact with people that said, "Oh yeah, we're going to have a great holiday," and there was nothing mentioned about Christ? All they know about Christmas is that it was a day that some little kid was born in a manger, if they know that. All they know is that it's a special holiday, that we're going to get a bunch of gifts, that we're going to sit down and have a great meal, and we're going to kick on the TV and watch some NFL football. That's all they know. But friend, the reason for the season is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, and that's the message that they need to know. That's the message that needs to be shared. That's the message that has to be proclaimed from each and every one of us. Because that's the message that's being snuffed out by the world today. You see it on TV when they fight over courts about removing a nativity scene. You see it in the world, in the malls, where you can't have anything that's in reference to God removed. They're trying to take Christmas, Christ, out of the season. But we're there. We're there to always proclaim it. In 1 John 5:12-13, he says, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." By accepting Jesus Christ, you will know. By accepting that free gift, you will know that you will be saved forever. Eternally saved. Forever saved. Amen. There's no in between. There's not where I can get saved and lose it and get saved and get lose it and get saved. Or if I have to work for it, if I have to earn for it, I have to pay so much for it. Friend, by accepting Jesus Christ, confess with your mouth who Jesus is. Accept Him. Believe in who He is. That He died on the cross for you. That He went to the tomb for you. That He came out of the grave 3 days after. Believe that He is the Son of God and confess Him. Thou shalt be saved. Yeah. That's God's gift. All you have to do is receive it, to accept it, to believe it, have faith in it. Jesus is the greatest gift. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus needs to be at your Christmas table tomorrow. Jesus needs to be there with you when you have your family gathered together. Jesus needs to be there when you sit around that TV set. When someone talks something, Jesus needs to be there. Jesus is the reason for the season. You might not have Jesus in your life this morning. You might think that this is a great holiday and maybe God has talked to you this morning realizing that you are lost, that you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to open this altar up this morning. And if Jesus talked to you this morning, I want you to come forward, confess Him as your Lord and Savior. I want to give you an opportunity. Don't be scared of what people think. Friend, that's the greatest gift. If I came up to you and offered you a 72-inch LCD TV, come up and get it. Each and every one of you would be knocking chairs over to get right up here. But I'm offering you a free gift. Jesus is offering a free gift, and that's His Son, Jesus Christ. You might be here this morning, and you might have lost what the reason for the season is. Remember that Jesus is. As our psalm leader come forward, as we all rise, I want you to think how important Jesus is in your life this morning. How important Jesus is there. Is He the reason for the season in your life? If He is, praise God. If it isn't, come and make it right. Clear, right?
Page 488.